Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. It's July 2015. Medicaid turns 50 this month. The program has grown to be one of the largest sources of health care coverage and financing for a diverse low-income and medically needy population. Today, it is undergoing transformative changes after its expansion under the Affordable Care Act. A team co-led by Carolyn Yoakum and Catherine Iratani, directors in GAO's healthcare team, recently looked at key issues facing Medicaid. GAO's Jacques Arcedo sat down with Carolyn to talk about what they found.
Can you talk a little about the size and scope of Medicaid?
Sure. It's a large program. Medicaid is over $508 billion in spending in 2014. And then during the course of 2013, 72 million individuals participated in the program at some point during the year. Medicaid has a pretty rich benefit package as well. Unlike a lot of private insurance coverage, it does cover long-term care services and other types of services beyond routine doctor's visits.
And so how has the program changed over the years?
When Medicaid was first enacted, the coverage was primarily for individuals who were in certain categories. These categories were things like being a child, being a person who was elderly, or being a person with disabilities. And then there was always an income test that was applied to the program as well. With the Affordable Care Act, states now have the option of not using categories of eligibility and instead focusing simply on income.
Now, GAO has done a lot of work on Medicaid over the years, and in this report, it really is kind of looking at that body of work. Can you talk about the four key issues or areas that you highlighted in this report?
Right. The first issue does have to do with maintaining and increasing access to care. Our work has very much found that individuals in Medicaid have care comparable with that perceived by individuals in private insurance, with a couple of key exceptions, primarily specialty services such as mental health and dental care. Secondly, we talk about fiscal accountability. And in particular, what we really need here is better data to understand where the money in the Medicaid program is going. Third, we talk about program integrity. There is $17.5 billion estimated in proper payments. And while there's been progress made, we highlight in particular areas looking at managed care, both payments and oversight of managed care payments. And lastly, we talk about addressing variations in state spending needs. And this is very specific to economic downturns. During a recession, states have less money with which to finance their program, but enrollment in the program goes up. What GAO has suggested that Congress consider is a formula that would automatically target assistance to states who have lost revenues as a result of the recession. This would be temporary assistance that would then be turned off when recovery occurred.
So then what recommendations has GAO made to CMS to improve Medicaid?
Well, we've made a lot of recommendations. We have over 80 of them. And this report highlights 24 of them that cover each of these four areas. We do recommend that demonstration spending be budget neutral and be more oversight be in place. We have recommendations in the program integrity area. And we also have some matters for the Congress to consider enacting as well.
And finally, 50 years after Medicaid was established, what would you say is the bottom line of this report?
The bottom line is that this is a critical program for low-income individuals. It gives them the opportunity to have health insurance coverage that would likely not be affordable or accessible otherwise. However, it is also a big part of federal and state budgets. And we have a responsibility to ensure that the money goes to where it's most needed. We need better data and better information in order to accomplish that.
To learn more, visit gao.gov and be sure to tune in to the next episode of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office.